Father, we thank you because you are the good shepherd, the one who will leave the 99 behind and go after the one. When you find that one, you don't beat him. Bible says you put him on your shoulders and return him to the fold. And that's all our sisters testified of tonight. Each and every one of us can identify as that one lost sheep for whom you left everybody and came after. Lord, we pray that tonight you will find us where we are. Perhaps we are like Gideon, mighty men of valor, who is hiding in the job, hiding in different spaces because we don't know how to manage the crisis of relationship. Open the eyes of our understanding. Help us to hear the inaudible. Help us to see you tonight. Help us to solve every relationship challenge, even the ones that had been in our hearts for so long. Open us up and do what only you can do. Let the word of God find expression. Let the word of God find space in our hearts tonight. At the end of all of this, oh God, there will be 12 baskets left. There would have been surplus. We would have all eaten to overflow, and you alone will be glorified. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. In Jesus' name we are praying. Can I hear a living amen? Can I hear a living amen? Hallelujah. You may take your seats in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, now, so I was asking that, are we going to be talking love tonight? Or we're just going to go across every form of relationship? But from the way I saw the wave moving, I saw it's more love that we want to talk about. And I'm very comfortable with that. So let's talk about love. Let's talk about relationship. Let's talk about why we break off so easily. I think resilience is one thing that is lost on this generation. The ability to withstand pressure. And that's part of what love is. The ability to withstand pressure. Because love, basic thing about love is vulnerability. Now, I've not even seen Bishop in almost maybe 1 year. So, if the Bible says to forgive your neighbor 70 times 7, it's not likely to be the neighbor that the Lord was talking about. Because how can I offend him 70 times 7? I've not even seen him in 2 hours since I saw him. So, at most, between when I saw him and when we shared the benediction, maybe I will offend him 7 times. And that's not the prescription of Jesus. He said 70 times 7. So who is that individual that has the ability to offend me not only 70 times, but 70 times 7 in 1 day is the person that I have proximity with. That person that everywhere I turn, you are in my life. You are just present. I can't wish you away. You are there. So I must download grace. Number one, I thought what Jesus was saying was, I don't expect you to count. So even if you can count 70 times 7, something is not okay. I'm trying to say, don't count. This person is going to be present, and the person would have the ability to offend you 70 times 7 in 1 day. But before that offense comes, just let it go. But it's sad that it's a generation of people that have the ability to count. And if I'm looking for, good to see you, Joseph. If I'm looking for what you will do to me, I promise you, I can go over 70 times 7 in a day. So we need to build on resilience, because the first law of relationship is vulnerability. That I noticed that God did not create us to be isolated. God did not create us to be solo people. When he made Adam, everything was complete. Then God realized, I am not creating you for solo. Because if you stand by yourself from the moment of your creation till the end of it, you will not procreate. So God had to bring another, because God is not the author of solo. So when you are solo, it's a proof that something is fundamentally not okay. We are not product of isolation. So from the very beginning, God sorted that out. We are going to be talking relationships. And I'm going to tilt more towards the singles tonight. So you would invite your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, your colleagues on Sunday where we are going to climax this and we're going to receive grace to talk across board. But today I just sense in my spirit that that's one major area we need to focus on. But I'll share a verse of scripture with you before we start to talk. Mark 2. It's one verse of a story that I always look deeply into to help me check where I am in my relationship journey. I will paint the picture, and at any point, I can ask questions because it's not really a preaching time today. It's interactive. We want to talk. I want to feel you, and I want to be able to answer questions. So I'm just going to paint a picture for you, and we'll just take it off from there. Mark 2 from verse 1. Several days later, Jesus returned to Capernaum, and the news of his arrival spread quickly through the town. Soon the house where he was staying was, sorry, I'm an NLT person. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there wasn't room for one more person, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Four men arrived, carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't get to Jesus through the crowd, so they dug through the clay roof above his head. Then they lowered the sick man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." What is catching my attention in this story is not even the Jesus part, nor the miraculous healing of the paralyzed man. We are talking relationship tonight. It will be an error for you to think that relationship is only solved when I catch Mr. Wright or when I catch Mrs. Wright. I don't even know what to call all those people today. I am learning something from this man that I want to use to lay the foundation of relationship. Whether you are married, whether you are single, as long as you stay on the surface of the earth, God has intertwined us with relationships. Relationship is a big investment. It's like crediting your bank account. If you don't deliberately credit your account a time, and you keep withdrawing and you keep withdrawing and you keep withdrawing, a time will come that that account will run red. Sadly, many accounts, love accounts, relationship accounts are reading red because we don't understand that relationship is a currency. You need to be rich. In fact, someone said a slogan sometime back and it never left me. He said, "You are really so poor if all you have is money. You are really so poor if all you have is money." So let's break this particular man down. The Bible says this guy was sick, and four men carried this man. They traveled because they heard Jesus was in the neighborhood. So they carried him and brought him to the door. And when they saw that the crowd was so much that nobody was willing to open the door for them, these four guys broke the roof. Wow. These four men broke the roof just so that they would let their friend down to find healing. Are you thinking already? We are thinking relationship. How did that guy deserve it? How did this paralytic man? He was not born paralytic. Something happened in the journey of life. I've thought about this man over and again. How human beings are naturally selfish. No one goes out of their way for another. How did four men leave what they were doing? Left home, left business, left ministry, left life, and carried one man. And they were running with this one man. When they brought him to the door and there was no access, for many of us, that's why we would have given up. I've tried. At least I carried you. I paid your transport. Maybe I even flew you. I brought you to the place. The door is full. Let me, but no way again. I'm going. No, these four men did not stop. They found a way to incur liability. Ha! We need to check the quality of this paralytic man. What kind of person was he? How did he deserve these four people?
He must have sown his seed of friendship. He must have invested in this relation, in the relationships with all four guys. That when his own day came, there was no excuse sufficient to say, no. When it comes to this person, no excuse is good enough. And you can just imagine them saying, when it was me, he paid my child's school fees. How can I hear that his child? Do you know there is a way you can befriend somebody that they are indebted to you? Do you know? There is a way you can take care of a relationship that they are indebted to you. That their conscience will not let them be until they do the amazing for you. Not because it's a competition, but you have done something that holds them bound.
So I ask you, who are your four friends? And where have you invested?
As long as you are a taker, you cannot enjoy a relationship. If this man here was a taker, nobody would arise for him. Who is going to remove the roof? Because we all feel that what we are really looking for is the person that will love me, accept me, just call me. And when he wakes up in the morning, he should send me. Very, very me generation.
Until you break out of that trinity of me, myself, and I, you may not be able to enjoy relationship. Because you must sow before you reap. Praise the Lord. That's how I shout to help you. I hope I'm not. Are we okay for now? All right. So I said, growing a good relationship is an investment. No one will keep investing if they don't get anything in return. It's just human nature. So if you are angry now that there are some people that are no longer calling you, it's because they called and called and called and called and you never saw it fit to call back. For some of us, we have categorized human beings, forgetting that there is no insignificant person in your life. God is so deliberate. If Naaman had known that the deliverance he was looking for was going to be found in a servant girl in his house, thank God they were treating her right. Because she could have kept that rhema revelation. But thank God, she was able to connect with the madam of the house. And the whole situation changed because a servant girl told them about a prophet. Is that, there are too many stories in the Bible. But because tonight is interactive, I'm not going to. Sunday is when we're going to preach God's word relating deliberately growing your relationship. Praise the Lord. So what do you need to know? Because Pastor has released the prophetic word. He has already told us that the wait is over. So when a prophetic word comes, remember what Apostle Paul said to Timothy? He said, war a good warfare with the prophetic word that is given to you. War a good warfare. And warfare is not only prayer, it is get up and do. When God was done appraising the situation in Genesis 1, he began to do. He said, let there be light. And as soon as there was light, he began to separate. He began to remove. He began to create the sun. He did something. Stop expecting God to do for you what he has enabled you to do for yourself. We like to hide under spirituality. Spirituality is good. But let me be honest with us. Relationship, especially marital relationship, is 90% practical. 10% spiritual. Married people can relate. After you are done praying and fasting about a person's dirtiness, then you get up and begin to point. Oga, this is what I'm saying. You see, when you finish using the toilet, try and flush. That's not spiritual. It's normal. And honestly, I may just be assuming that it's not a big deal until you talk to me. But many of us don't like to have difficult conversations. And it's easy for us to just walk away. But have you not noticed that you are perfecting the art of walking away from relationships that had the tendency and the opportunity to mature into better things, but you don't want to pay the price? Say after me, love is work. I can't hear you. There is no such thing as the gift of a great relationship. There is no such thing. As the gift, God, I'm so blessed with the gift is a lie. Wake up.
Every relationship you see that is working is a product of hard work. Whoa! Serious hard work. The way you worked hard to have a degree. The way you worked hard to pass that course. Did you have annoying lecturers? It was like they sent them to Ife when we were there. Oh my God, they were anointed to be annoying. Somebody that his trouser is not touching the ground. He will talk to you in a way that you're like, whoa, what should I do to this man? But you can do nothing. You know why? You need him. You must pass that course so you don't have a carryover. So it's in us when we want to make it happen. But it so happens that when we come into our relational space, we just forget life principles that we know and expect things to just happen. No. It's going to happen because you want it to happen. You know when they say people are in courtship, do you know what it really means? You are in court. That's courtship. You are in court. You are giving me evidence, and I am giving you evidence as to why I should spend the rest of my life with you. That's courtship. Prove to me beyond reasonable doubt that you are the human being I should travel 50 years of my life with. Convince me before the honorable court that you are the person that is right for me. And when I'm supposed to be showing you evidence, and you are supposed to be showing me evidence, we are doing wrong things that shut our mind from the needful. I don't know if I'm making sense. So what do I need to build and enter the prophetic word that pastor has spoken? I see an avalanche of weddings. I don't know whether I'm the only one that is seeing it. I'm seeing beautiful brides. I'm seeing amazing grooms. I'm seeing a new day. I'm just seeing celebration in the throne room. Am I the only one that is seeing it? Can somebody receive it? Don't believe a lie of the devil that you are jinxed. It's a lie. Nothing do you. You're okay. It's just to tweak life here and there. So let's talk about that quickly before we start our interactive. Number one, you want to that prophetic word to work in your life? Be truly single. Be truly single. Be truly single. The wait is over is the prophetic word. What are the things I need to do? Number one, be truly single. Don't be undefined. Like Antidios said, don't be undefined and attached to, that's like amoeba. You are just attached. No roots, no foundation. No, 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 no. Ma, know what? Please, when you are standing single, stand. In heaven, let God know that you are single. No, you can't be dating a married man and say you are single. You are not. Am I making sense? You can't be admiring Sister Bola, Sister Buki, and Sister Talk by only you. You are not single. You are triune. You have become a triune being. You are not single. You are Trinity. In fact, that's a problem in itself. If you want this prophetic word that the man of God has spoken on the altar of the throne room, be single. Round up anything that is not working. Declare it. Don't let anybody walk you into any corner relationship. Those days, there were some fellowships in the university. Especially those ones that they used to call daddy. When daddy grabbed you and he was dating you, he would say, don't tell anybody. Do you know those settings? No, 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 don't tell anybody when the time is right. And the Lord gives me release. There's nothing like that. There is nothing like that. The Bible says, I am a city set on a hill. I cannot be hidden. Please don't hide me. Don't cover the glory of my life. Many people, their earth is encumbered. You have encumbered my destiny. And for some of us that are particularly hungry, don't let anybody use shawarma and say, buy yourself your pizza and your shawarma. Let human beings free your space, please. Free my space. I don't want you to encumber my life. Be truly single. Not that one that you have sponsor. It's only in Abuja, in Nigeria, that I know Ngozi has uncle that is Adamu. Uncles that your family, they don't know about. You are not single. You are wasting the prayer of the man of God. Are you single? It costs God nothing to settle you. But when he's looking at you from heaven, you are triune. The person paying for your rent is different from the mugu that is paying your phone bill. You are a copper earning 33,000 and you have the latest. What are you selling? How did you get there? You are driving the latest car Hey, and your parents are selling okra in the village. They don't even know your level. No, you are not single. You are not single. Abi, am I offending somebody? So I'm making sense, Abi. Please be single. Be single. Be single in your spirit. Be single in your soul. Be single in your mind. We're not asking you to be desperate. So if somebody comes around your life, after 3 months, you should have known exactly what he wants. I don't know. Those days, they will say, no, it's a man. I agree that a man should toast a woman. That is scriptural. But you can't be loitering around my life for so long. I'm not saying anything. And I'm not toasting you. I'm asking you a question. I'm not toasting you. Uncle, what are you doing? You come for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Seriously, I'm not a kite. And there are some guys who give them the chance. They will soak cloth for you to watch, including boxer. No. Let's stop that. Let's stop it. Nobody will pay for car when he gets the milk for free. Don't turn yourself into a free milk in Abuja. And it's sad to admit that those kind of people that give you undefined relationship, if you give them, they will, and they'll continue. I know. You didn't even feel it. Let's just continue. Let's move. But you get it, don't you? If you don't get it, don't be in a long-term, undefined relationship. Don't let anybody do it to you. And you see, I think human beings are beginning to nurse the thought that you are timid. Having a frank conversation is not timidity. I had a guy that was so close to when I was in Ife. We were very close. In fact, he had ulcer. All those people that, and me, I like pepper. So we have been doing this thing since. So I will make my own stew with pepper. And I will make his own stew with only tomato. And he used to come all the time. All the time. Unfailingly to come and eat. So after a while, it dawned on me that you have become a wife before you have made a bride. You have turned yourself into a wife before you are made a bride. All of you that have anointing to go and be changing cotton is wasted investment. Put your money together and go and buy a land in Mpape. This was what I was doing until I sat down and I sat him down. I see that you and I, we like ourselves. And I, much more is that the little pocket money they're giving me, like the foolish virgin, I'm spending my oil on you. That's not scriptural. What's going on here? And then he started crying. He said, don't cry. I didn't beat you. Don't cry. What's happening? Yes, oh. He said, I like you, but my mother does not like any lady that wears trousers. I said, hey, there it is. Your mother cannot accept me because even me, I don't like the mother that does not wear trousers. Yanko? So let all of us day our day. But I had that conversation. Today he's happily married. Me too, I'm happily married. And we are still friends, but it was well defined. Be truly single. When that pet name is beginning to get to you and you know that he's already engaged to someone, use a nice way to say, no. Just call me Tino. That baby, chick, all those things is working on me. You see, Abuja, the weather is not the type that people used to behave anyhow. Let me know exactly. We men, we are moved with words. You can't wake up first thing in the morning and say, baby, how was your night? That's not for you. No, it's not for you. Kai, number one, be truly single. Number two, be approachable. The wait is over. That's the prophetic word. Be approachable. Be approachable. Time will fail me to go into Genesis 24, my favorite scripture for singles. When the lady wanted to mingle, she came to where all the maidens were. Many ladies are engaged to DSTV and Netflix. They're just not aware. You are praying for the wait to be over. And every weekend, you are inside your duvet. You are not single. You are not single now. You are married. But on Netflix, you don't have a part. It's sad. Am I making sense? If you want this wait to be over, be what? Be approachable. Don't even select yet. Do you know that there are some people that nobody has spoken to this year? It's not a spiritual problem. You frown too much. You are too serious. You are not approachable. People have received, downloaded your name, your phone number, your hometown, your everything. They have it spiritually. The next step is to be able to walk up to you and for you to be cordial. You don't know something. That person that comes to you may not be the one God has ordained. But the way you treat that person can even turn both of you to friends, where you will be connected to the real guy, to the real lady. But we have a way of measuring people. I beg, this one does not have a car. I beg, that guy that's always wearing red trousers. That sister that's always wearing that shiny attachment. I beg. What till I do, God, where go give me that kind of thing? You don't know that is the beginning of the journey. If all of us tell you our story, where we began from, we don't look like where we have been. Oh. The first day I met my husband in law school, I'll never forget it. He was wearing faded Ankara. And the Ankara did not even touch ground. And the perfume that was coming out of his body was Sosorobia. Do you know Sosorobia? I'm not kidding. I'm serious. The type that they sell at Katako bus stop in Jos, they used to measure it for him with syringe. But he's the one that told me. Meanwhile, before I came to law school, I just came from England on a vacation because we had just graduated. So I just went to cool off. When I met him, I first said, wow, what kind of fine man speaks good English like this and his trousers is not chin down? Don't be quick to laugh at Joseph in his prison clothes. Don't be quick. Don't be too quick to laugh at Joseph in his prison clothes. And many guys are making fun of Esther in the training. You are making fun of Esther in training. We are in the days where God is crowning. He's wearing crowns. He's removing crowns from the Vashtis and placing them on the Esthers. So many people are just in God's room of preparation. I've started preaching, no? But we have to stop because we have to talk. How many more minutes do I have? Three. You see our... Number three, I should give number three. Yes. I will do so. Be approachable. Smile. Put your shoulders down. You cannot be using the car your daddy bought you to turn yourself into a menace. It's not you that bought that car. Your daddy bought it for you. You can't marry your daddy. When I finally was swept off by that man that his Ankara was faded, he carried me from my Koyi mansion and carried me to Maraba. That's where the journey began. Maraba without address. Hey, the first time I'd never seen 15 thieves in my entire life. Hey, I told my husband, I'm going back home. 15 thieves, club, cutlass, machi. Hey, they say it's not machi, it's machete. I said, I don't know. What's going on? What's going on here? But look at our lives today. 24 years, and we don't even look like it. Those days, if you want to come and visit us in Maraba, we'll discourage you. But if you insist, we will tell you, be coming. When you drop at that junction, just be coming. You will see an orange tree, turn left. If you turn right, you will enter, I don't know, just turn left. No address, nothing. That was how the story began. Put your shoulders down. You know one of the scriptures God gave me when I was getting married? Psalm 45. Come down from the horse that brought you from your father's house, that the king may have pleasure in you. A lot of ladies, the reason why there is no resilience is because the shoulder is like this. Harvard. I went to Cambridge. And the one that didn't go to Harvard and Cambridge, they downloaded GoTV. 1,000 naira they used to recharge GoTV every week. It is the phone from GoTV. Da, are you talking to me? Open your mouth, the wait is over. Somebody needs to hear you clearly. Talk well. So that you can be caught. I have a very dear friend of mine. She met this guy during NYSC in Port Harcourt. This guy had graduated with 2-1 in the university. But his English. If his English attack you like this, you will be afraid. But they got to like each other. And my friend just said, you are intelligent. The guy said they used to teach them English class with Yoruba. Do you understand? It's Yoruba they were using. It was a raw villager. Raw one. That is Yoruba they used to teach them English. The lady said, I can't introduce you to my family the way you are. But are you open to change? And the guy said, yes. she bought brighter grammar. And she began to tutor him. The whole of their NYSE year, all that the Isbogo was, that he would just speak to anybody with dog. She said, you can't speak it in my house. We are all academic people. If you see that guy today, he's one of the richest persons in real estate in Ibadan. Their daughter is now married. You see that many of us, we just don't have eyes to recognize grace. Think about it. When three wise men came, they were bowing before a baby. What's there to bow to in a baby? They saw tomorrow. They saw tomorrow. It's not a big deal for God to sort you out. But do you have eyes that recognize grace? I have friends who are 51 like me today who have never been married. And what was the problem? I can't marry a guy who does not have a car. And that car became an idol. Now she has cars, but she missed a season. So I'm going to end up with just one thing to trigger your mind. How do you know when orange is in season? Talk to me. Ma, pastor says it's everywhere. How do you know when orange is in its season? Everywhere has gone. What other way? It's yellow, it's sweet, it's bright, right? Two, how else do I know when orange is in season? Think. It's juicy. So it's everywhere. It's bright and beautiful. It's juicy. How else do I know when orange is in its season? It's everywhere. We've said that. Something again. It's cheap. How about accessible? Everywhere you turn. Everywhere. How about the fact that a basket can be 50 naira because it's in a season? How do you know when orange is not in season? Expensive. Dry. It doesn't look good. It's scarce. Don't fail to recognize when your orange is in season.
Our throne room, come on, let's celebrate. Come on, celebrate. This is orange in season speaking to you. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Please, maybe have a second microphone because we're doing this together now. Like she said, be truly single. And that is what, again and again, Pastor Tinu, here is this microphone so that just get ready. Thank you. Being truly single. In the place of waiting, in the place of let it become evident that your waiting is on God. Find a place to serve, to be of service. In my singlehood, I was serving youth corps and the church. And I was single-eyed. Guys, I hope you heard that. Don't become the Trinity-eyed. So when your eye is single, your being will be filled with light. And when you are filled with light, you look like light. There are a lot of single personalities that don't look like light. There is a beauty that comes because of the way you comport yourself when you're not compromised, when you're not engaging secret sin. This is just the reality. There is no condemnation, sincerely, from God or from this altar or from this church. I don't believe in condemning any of you girls or guys. But we will speak to you the truth in love. Because if we don't speak this truth in love, you are in a season of prophetic release. When it hit Pastor, it had already come to me. Mommy Gio said she wanted to meet singles. We just entered in. You are in such a time. Don't miss it. Do not miss it. Today, I dressed up in the morning because I was coming to meet you and I was looking at a number of things. And so I dressed up. My husband said, wow, you still look like this. You have this look. Do you know what this look is? Bill Clinton, when they interviewed him about Hillary, he said, I met a girl. The girl in me never die. Now, I want you to understand what that is. What's your look for when he sees you first time? What's that look? There's something about a girl taking a walk on the street, just moving down, not to seduce anyone. She's just walking and it catches a guy's eye. And it's like, wow, what's your look? How do you walk your walk? What kind of expression. I don't want to call it an aura. It's not an attitude, swaggitude, like you said, something you picked up, go to me, which I don't mind because I'm into speakership. Learn to communicate better. You don't need to travel abroad to have an accent that is flawless. I didn't school abroad, not yet. I'm completely schooled in Niger, Nigeria. Made in Nigeria, package speaker number one in Nigeria. So what is it? What's your look, guys? What's your look? All right. So she talked about, you know, the, what did you call that? Xenophobia, whatever it is. Thank God he even made an attempt. Some of you sons of mine need to go and rearrange the way you release your fragrance. And you don't need anything expensive. My mom is from Trinidad, and she taught me, once you can get a spoon of, not just lemon. What do you call it? Put it in powder. Bicarbonate soda in powder, in baby powder. Just one tablespoon in baby powder and put it on. You would smell fresh all day. You smell fresh all day. Girls, I don't blend my skin with anything. Ask my husband. He was the first person to buy me cream. Till this day, Vaseline, baby oil, that's my complexion. I'm not saying don't, because there's a way you may want it. But what I'm trying to say is, these things can be affordable. Any girl can look pretty these days, and any guy can package his swag. Polish your shoes. I don't know why that made you laugh. Keep your shoes and your socks clean. So in any opportunity where, even if you're going to take off your socks, your shoes, and they see holes in your socks, make sure they don't stink. And honestly, even if you don't have a girl washing your boxers because you soaked them for her, keep your clean boxers. Keep your boxers clean. No, guys, I'm telling you, wearing a pair of clean boxers will do something for your swag. Clean boxers, polished shoes, okay, even if it's up the ankle, just make, you know, these days you can wear anything and call it your fashion. You can actually get away with it. Besides, be your own authentic expression. But I like Avatar, call him Avatar. We just want you to be, you see, relationship, I always say, starts with authenticity, being real, being you. That's why I said, how do they see you? You. She spoke about being approachable. Esther in training. I've said it again, I'll say it again. I was serving as a nanny and the house girl in Pastor Banure's house. That's where he saw me. That's where he saw me with some oil, palm oil on my dress, you understand, or something. And then he never forgets. I had a little rip. He didn't forget. Where was it, sweetheart? You said in the skirt somewhere or something there. I only had so many clothes because I came from a trouser background into a very redeemed household and all of that. But you know what? When I got into relationships, my husband said, don't you like makeup? Yeah, I was that real. But I was coming from a place where I used to use the makeup and all that. But when I came into Christ, oh my God. The spirit, you couldn't touch me. Until this day, pastor still manages my over spiro, but there's a way God has packaged it. What am I trying to say? Being real is not going to take anything from you. I went through a journey that has brought me here. And that's why if you look, I wish we could get some of our pictures. You would see I went through a journey. You will see it. Yes, where I look like Ngozi, it's okay. My husband still loves that look. You know, sometimes I'll say, okay, now, you know, we have to package. This is Goldie Plus. But when she said, the Esther in training, many of you lose sight of, my husband didn't lose Esther in training. He saw me and he told his friend, this woman, this girl has potential. Honestly, he said it. His friend didn't see it. But now, and you know, his friend was the happening guy in Abuja. But afterwards, when his friend sees us now, we haven't seen him in a while, though we should look for him. He's like, Tunde, you are so right. And the potential is still speaking. He's still packaging it and exporting it. Why? He didn't just take the orange and suck it and throw it away. My husband took his orange, collected every seed in her, and started planting and transplanting till his orange baby became an orange orchard. When my husband calls me sweetheart, he understands the sweet in the heart, which means it doesn't mean that he doesn't taste the sour. Because if you own an orange tree, you know when the orange tastes like lime and lemon too. Do you think it's easy to be married to Auntie D? No, really? Then do you think it's easy to be married to Pastor T? No, it's true. The other day, you say it's work every day. Excuse me, please. My husband is an alpha Niger male man. Full force. Positive. And I am an alpha female. Niger mixed with Jamo, Trini, all of the above. No, celebrate, Pastor. Now, myself and my auntie were doing an analysis today. Alpha man and alpha woman don't work. Honestly, it doesn't. What made it work and makes it work, continue to make it work for 27 going on. Alpha plus alpha, I promise you, it can only be God. And that's what you want. You want to marry a Mumu? I don't want to marry a Mumu. I like my guy. I say the day got my attention was the day I decided that this guy is messing with me. I am leaving. I already told you the story about the girl who got into the car and gave attitude. I said, yeah. I am out of here. In fact, my daddy said, what are you still doing in Abuja? Just let me leave this Kaduna and get to Abuja. I'm leaving. God knew. And then he said, I don't want to go anywhere. He said, keep quiet. No, he didn't say keep. He just said something like, we are going to. There was a way he said it, and he just got my attention. I said, honestly, I said, so this guy can
change it.
Sweetheart, that was the day. I said, there's a guy. He's not a mumu. My husband is a disciplinarian, 27 years married, the 3 years in courtship. Till this day. We know now. We don't joke. We don't say something.
When Bishop changes it, we change.
We change. When Bishop changes, the two of us jump. Then she say, it's Bishop. We all understand. There are times she can come to the house, and there are times you don't come. You don't try it. Yes, my husband is a disciplinarian. I'm touching this in just one look, and I have to arrange myself, and I'm still smiling at all of you. Meanwhile, I told you, first quarrel, he said, keep walking and shut the door when you go out. Don't bother coming back, because I'm not going to tolerate anybody who's going to throw tantrums. How many of you throw tantrums? I said, he told me, ho-ha, Dio, just keep walking, and as you go out, please shut the door. Did I not tell you that I said yes where? Oh my God. It's the reality. Was I begging for marriage? Do I look like I needed to beg for marriage? I didn't look like it. I didn't understand it, but I needed to on my knees. You know why? Alpha female. It's good always to remember that's where you started from. Your Esther in training, because you're going to keep training her and nurturing her. And that's why I say to train her, a vine around. You don't thrust her through with a cane. You put it down and allow it to grow so tenderly, and you keep nurturing. I'm now speaking to those in marriage. If your wife doesn't look like that woman you keep looking at, maybe Auntie D, take a look at how you are nurturing her. My husband would tell me, this is how you package. This is what you look like. This is how I want your hair to be done. That is what he does. Till now. If I want to make my husband sad, I should arrive with something. And you know I like things on my hair. Say, he doesn't want you people to be royal. Sometimes I say it's fashion. You say, look at me like this fashion. Or if the dress is, nice and flowy. And this dress. I say, we wear this. Please, don't we wear these dresses now. Please, somebody help me. Because he doesn't want me to end up looking Like what separates? He wants me packaged like his market. Because I'm his billboard. I'm his brand. I am his expression. I am his manifestation. I always tell you I'm his first fruit. Now, you must, like I said, eyes that recognize grace. Please, my dear young men, my sons. You know, I always tell you, the girls have my attention. Yes. But you young men, you have my affection. I mean it. But you see, there's a dignity with which you need to package yourself first. That gives the pedigree of the girl around you. Helps, even if she's a seducer and she missed it, you can retrain her. You can retrain her. You can retrain her. Sweetheart, I want to marry you. And I want you to enjoy me. So, put your knickers back on. Get dressed up properly. And I'll see you next time, okay? Get her to manage herself. Teach her. A lot of you young girls need to know, understand etiquette. Stop throwing tantrums, being entitled. You've already heard it. Go and spend money on investing in land instead of changing someone's curtains. Or spending rent in some place that gives you a presentation that is a lie. Pastor and I lived in one room. I didn't say one bedroom house. Use your microphone. Say it.
Everybody knew that one room.
Talk to us about that one room. Come on. Let's
talk. That was the one room where Budge was born.
Thank you.
Budge
was born there. Champ was born there.
Not Rock.
Because the day Budge Champ was born, then Mrs. Fayomi said, we must move her out. And she's not going to move until you move the pots.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how come I left.
It was a room.
The bed.
Everything was
and
there.
Then
just
two
one room.
Windows.
Yes.
One AC,
yeah.
For which I always thank God. The TV on this side.
At least you had an AC.
No, I said God. At least God. I'm not lying.
You had an AC.
I said God. Thank you for giving me an AC. Because I'm just... If there's one thing my husband knows, once I don't have AC, once I'm not air conditioned, I begin to wilt. I remember when I finished from Sheraton, you know, and I resigned. And I left and I said, it's so hot. He said, this is the real world. Welcome. Because I was so used working in a 5-star hospitality environment.
Yeah.
It was always air conditioned. And I'm there in the morning and I'm leaving. And then I enter the one room with my AC. God gave me AC. I honestly thank God for that one AC forever. Because a small thing, it could have been a room without an AC.
Yes.
And I would not have been ungrateful. And it was in that one room. With that door,
yes.
Pastor will get up at midnight and start to preach.
Oh, yes.
Preach to the door. When you get to heaven and you see that door, honestly, heaven's door came from B15 Sheraton Life Camp. Pastor will preach. Pastor, sister, remember, he will preach to that door, preach to the door, preach to the door. He was preaching to all of you.
Ah,
you were in the womb of the Spirit.
Mm.
And we're all together.
Oh, yes.
What was that song you sang for your husband or he sang for you? What was that song?
You know, when you're in one room, many songs will come.
No.
Especially when you don't have
behave yourself.
When you don't have
behave paper, yourself.
You will see.
Behave yourself. It was in that one room that after 1 month of marriage, I said, sweetheart, I feel like my period is coming. I don't understand.
And you know, all of those things, they have a way of bonding.
Yeah.
Look at the bonding.
One room. That one room, when Butch came, it was one cow head we used
to do his
for his naming.
That's why you have the people who now quarrel and they have space. Those days our beds were 4x6. So no matter how you are angry, I'm a jammy.
We are not going anywhere.
We are going to be jamming.
That's how I know. There's no extra room.
There's no special room.
We sleep on the same. It don't matter how it is. We're on that bed.
Do you remember when Jemima was born? We were in one room as well.
Yes.
Because after the 15 robbers, I told my husband, I'm not a martyr. So I'm not ready to die for this. So thank God we were able to get one room, Eli Selassie. Do you remember that one room?
No. What I remember is that one office.
When Jemima was born, and then my mom came to take care of us.
We stayed in one room.
My husband had to go and leave. He had to go and sleep at the Monkunyinka's place.
Do you remember the car? The windscreen was shattered.
No, that one is normal. Then you can't wind up this. That one was normal. You can't wind up.
And we were happy.
We were very happy.
And we all meet ourselves.
And laugh over it.
And fellowship.
Yes.
Oh my God. No. Amazing. Our young marriages in this city. That's what it was.
Yes.
There was no fancy this.
No.
No fancy that.
And each time we came together was like a tribe.
Yes.
It was a fellowship.
Remember when you lost the baby?
Iron sharp. Yes.
All of us were there.
Everybody came together. Even when Jemima was born, do you remember that day? National Hospital, everybody came there.
What a celebration.
Honestly. So please deliberately build the things that
your
make for life.
Your friends, your relationships, who are they and where are they? She's here with me and I was reminding her, when I turned 50, so... If there's ever anyone who I send to represent me to minister, or I say for emceeing, she's the one I send. And you understand why? There's something about her spirit. And she's got a more serious assignment. Okay, you want them to respect
her. They didn't even hear
what
you
please.
Said.
Okay, understand this. Excuse me, please.
She said, I have an excellent spirit.
You have an excellent spirit.
Thank you.
Well, she doesn't just have an excellent spirit. With everything she is and so much more, Pastor Tinu here has never once dropped her mantle of honor concerning me.
No.
I'm her Auntie D. Wherever I go, she brings honor to me. And she honors my husband. That's we honor our husbands.
Absolutely.
We honor the bishop. Thank you. And I mean,
it's honor.
How do we remember? You know, the first day Pastor prayed where I was afraid. You remember? So I had to normalize with this. And then the day he did it with my friends.
He's a northern anointing.
No, wait. The day he did it with all of them, I lie not. He was there praying. They opened their eyes and they looked at me. Like, is it for real? Question and answer.
Oh, God.
What questions do you want to ask? We are ready for you.
We are ready.
So talk to me. Sex before marriage. Yes or no?
Of course, no, ma. Nobody will pay for a cow when he gets the milk for free. That's the truth. Men are mystery minded. They want to know what's behind the behind.
Behind the veil.
The day they see what's behind the behind, they're not going to come back. That's why you should drag them to a covenant before they know what's behind the behind.
It didn't mean that pastor did not have desires to see
why
behind
won't he
the behind.
Have? I mean, why won't he say, human being,
look at me, the packaging. Pastor will pray and say, I have sinned. I said, don't pray this thing, people. I am praying against fornication. One day, pastor prayed and hit himself.
God. Ma, you know what my husband said to me? Because I was worried whether my husband was really attracted to what he saw. This was 3 months of already being in a relationship. And you are, every time there was something in Corinthians, there was something in Colossians, there was something in Habakkuk. So I had to call him one day. I know we have scanned the whole 66 books and God is good. But do you like what you see? Because you are always picking spiritual things. Kenneth Copeland said, Kenneth Hagin said, do you like what you see?
And I mean, you are pretty obvious.
Ah, I didn't know that I asked the question. The man said, it's taking the entire Godhead, keeping me away from touching you. Please. Don't hug me. Don't do it. If you do it, I'll rush. He didn't code it. He said it clearly. He said it, oh. He said, don't hug me, oh. Because you don't even know how far I've gone.
I said, Pastor, as he said, let us repent. Please. All right. So we're not saying these things weren't real. All right? Many brothers, you will go home with a hard on, but you will make heaven.
Amen. Oh.
You heard me.
It's true. It only tells that you are
you will
alive.
Make heaven.
You are a living organism.
Yeah. And ladies, sex toys.
Hey.
Sex toys.
So we go back to our point.
You are laughing.
Are you truly single?
Are you truly? I mean, what are you playing with?
DIY, you are not single now.
What are you playing with?
Yes.
DIY, do it to yourself.
Yes.
And what are you doing to yourself?
You're not
you
single.
You are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. You're not single if you are doing DIY.
The Bible spoke about what they call it, inventions.
Yes. No, but it's true.
If they even have inflatable somethings.
There are plenty, ma. Yeah.
So, questions.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, ma. So I have three questions.
Only you.
They are intertwined. So when you were speaking, you said love and relationship is a lot of work.
Yes.
So I presume it's both sides.
Like, absolutely.
So what happens if it's just one person that is putting all of this work? That's the first question.
Let me quickly answer it. It may be that you are not communicating what you really need in a relationship. No one should be a mind reader in a relationship. Spell it out.
Ma, I'm speaking from a place of like knowledge and experience.
Okay.
Yes. So you're putting all of the work, you're taking all of the things, the steps, spiritually, circularly, you are doing that. And it's one person. So what happens?
All right.
Then the second part of the question is, for how long would you keep doing the work alone before you get exhausted?
All right. So may I say something here? Number one, what you have presented is a scenario that has grown out of in the beginning. A lot of these scenarios, what you just described, let's go to the foundations. Yeah. What's in the foundation? Yeah. What kind of engagement was there then? Something was missing then. It didn't just happen. It didn't fall out. This is the reality. Yeah. Because the truth is, in the time of friendship developing into courtship,
marriage now.
No,
relationship.
No. We're talking. She's saying, "What if?" So okay. I'm just looking at it that because it's an extended thing.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a mature. It's not just. I mean, if it's in the beginning that you're experiencing this,
it's still in a
do
relationship.
Do I have to tell you what to do? You either get it right, or you do the right thing for yourself.
Yeah.
It's not working. Don't try and make things work that are not working. Don't try and help someone to be a helpmeet when it is not meet to be the helpmeet. Are you married? No. You are not that person's. They are not the Holy Spirit.
You're not a trainer either.
You can pray for the person.
Yeah.
A girl has an issue. She's an emotional wreck. My dear sons, she's not your assignment. Send her to the counseling department in church. You are not a Holy Spirit. You are a bro who is looking for a sister to be married to. Not an emotional temperament to be traumatized by. Yeah. I'm so traumatized. Yeah. She gives you once, twice, thrice. Please, arrange yourself.
Yeah.
Just say, Auntie D, once a girl has trauma issues.
Not only a girl, man.
And a guy.
Many.
I know. Many guys. We will get to the guy side now. But what I just want to answer you and
trauma,
say, we've got to get into foundations.
Yeah.
And those kind of things take time. They've taken time to become what they are, they take time to unbundle.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to be very, very open. Just like she said, being truly single, being open, being naked to the truth, allowing God to open you up and check it out. My divorcee friends, every one of them without exception, have told me that the problems that eventually
they were
presented
there
themselves
one.
Were there.
But they were ignored.
They were
don't
ignored,
ever ignore.
They were excused. And they were, please.
Yes.
I'm not talking about just somebody beating you, abusing you.
Yeah.
The issues, you're not able to communicate, to talk. You find it easier to be apart for long periods of time. Mm. And then you come together for, once you have that, it's not there.
Yeah.
You're not compelled, please. And like she said, if his mother does not like a girl who wears trousers,
just go.
It's okay. Let him go. I don't even believe in all that one of cooking a pepperless pot of anything for no brother.
Yes.
When you're in school, you're in school. Your pocket money is for your pocket.
I learned it.
Do you understand me? You ladies, they use you to sort out their, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm. And then you use my sons to sift out your weave on, nails,
yes.
And what else? And shawarmas. No, you all have to please. Respect each other.
Yeah.
I mean it sincerely. Enough is enough. Why should somebody pay for a phone for you or have to now pay to load your phone for you?
No.
And then, for goodness sake, where's your dignity? Excuse me. Package your market. Yeah. And then you will truly market your package.
Yes.
That's your pedigree. So please, let's be real. Like you said, are you really single?
Exactly.
Or are you hanging on something? Do you have somebody? If this one doesn't work, I know this one can. Mm. We can manage. You don't want to manage in marriage.
Absolutely.
What you manage and enter and call a marriage will eventually damage in marriage. And what you marry, you carry.
Yes. Mm.
Even if you divorce it,
yeah,
it is always
with
you.
It has left a portion in you.
So don't even, and oh, if you think that being a baby mama, all that one,
it's complicated.
Oh my goodness. You are complicating your life and the life of a beautiful destiny you brought into the world.
Yes.
Because you now use that baby as your meal ticket, your summer vacation ticket, your Christmas at the Hilton ticket. I don't know, you name it, ticket. Well, if you get pregnant, girls, take care of your pregnancy. Because if pregnancy is not a marriage, then please walk your walk. And I'm being very serious. If you are looking for the package that comes from entitlement because a guy got you pregnant, and these days I understand that the number of girls, guys, you must find out. Because
you
we found out
DNA,
things,
man.
Pastor and I, in counseling, were in shock. Do the DNA. The guy came to us broken and everything. He has impregnated one lady. And then when he impregnated the lady, and after 7 years of not being able to get his own wife pregnant, but because of how he betrayed his wife and how he loves his wife, he told the girl that you have to go and abort. The girl went to abort, and then the girl in the abortion died. I said died. So he was in trauma. He told the wife, they came to meet us, and we were counseling, and then all of a sudden I said, and then he now said, you know, because he has a condition, not of low sperm count, no sperm count, N-O. I now said, I'm coming. No, not low. So where did no sperm count suddenly count? Can we reject this? I tell you the truth, I lie not. Do you know what we found out? So one will call me and he said, he's thanking God. Because the girl didn't die. Meanwhile, he had been calling the family because he felt he was responsible. He was the one that made the girl die and all that. And it was a lie.
Wow. Look, human beings are deep.
Look, I beg you by the mercies of God. If you're a son and you put any girl in the way, one, it doesn't mean you must marry her.
No.
It means you are responsible for that baby. But you're not responsible for the baby's mama. I'm being very serious. And don't get caught up with that thing. I don't want my child or my son to grow up in a condition like this. That is the condition. The child has been conditioned by the mama. Let the child go to school in wherever, with according to what you can afford to pay for that child. Pay for the school fees yourself. Give her what you need, what she needs to take care of the child, of course, and herself. But please, and please, don't try to show some ego because you're taking care of a baby mama. She needs to go to school in an air-conditioned car. I'm sorry, those privileges.
They are for wives.
Thank you. Not for the baby mama. Thank you. Next. I'm not being cruel, I'm being real. But please understand what I balance here. So ladies, if you get into a challenge of being pregnant, God will supply your need according to his riches in glory. You don't need no brother to sponsor you like a baby mama.
Yes.
You are God's daughter. He will take care of you, that child, and you will do it with dignity. And you know what? Eventually, he'll pay his respects.
And honestly, man, let me just add at this
question
juncture
again, yes.
On this. Ladies, I think you should be futuristic in your appraisal. I am a mother of girls. And I told them that there is nothing to be compared to just doing the right thing at the right time. If you don't even get pregnant at all, you know there are some traumas that are not necessary. If we have not come, if you are there, grace abounds. But let us learn from all of this. This must not be your story. Mm-mm. That's the point I'm making.
It must not be your story. There's a story, honestly. When you go, there are consequences for everything.
Yes.
Go through the consequences.
Yeah.
You will grow through them.
That's right.
And you will find you'll be able to look behind and say, wow, thank you, Jesus. Three questions. What's our advice on long-distance relationships?
Well, I'm in one right now, but that's after 20 years. So we.
All right. So her husband Bishop is in Canada.
After 20 years, yes, of living together, having all our children and spending ourselves totally, squeezing all the juice and the orange, it was okay for him to go to Canada. But I don't encourage it for young relationships. It's not ideal. This many jackpiring relationships right now, we need to pray. A lot of people are already stuck. Wife in Canada, husband in Nigeria, where your hormones are still running riot. Think very well. Please, if you're not ready to go together, just give it time. Nigeria is going to be okay. And if it's going to happen, have a plan to shuttle. If you're dating and you are apart, please don't do that for a long time. You will wear out emotionally. You are still in a very soft, the earth of that relationship is still very soft and tender. Don't expose that relationship. The beautiful ones are not yet born. So you can tell yourself you have found the most beautiful wonder. If you allow that relationship to go apart for too long, it can find somebody else. And you can be attracted to somebody else. Don't forget what we said. God did not make us for isolation. So it's not ideal. End of matter.
Exactly. And if you are in one already, however, you need to reset with your mindset. You must
renew
really
your
this.
Mind. Yes,
you really must. Mm-hmm. You must appreciate and evaluate. This is what it is. This is what is required of me.
Yes.
This is what I'm. So, what do you do? Begin to find things that you can, that are wholesome.
Yes.
Wholesome relationships, friendships.
You spend bulk of your money on the phone. We do so much on the phone. The phone. Okay. Yes, I'm in a restaurant. He's in a restaurant. We take ourselves on dates on phone. Wow. So what are you eating? What does it taste like? And you won't believe it because we are committed to the relationship. Even the phone relationship has made, we quarrel on the relationship, then we reconcile.
Amen.
Because it's not so easy. Is a man is there and he thinks I'm advantage. You have all your friends. I don't have anybody. I said that's a choice you made because you can make friends there. Who even told you I have friends here?
Did you hear that? That is a choice you made.
Yes.
Ladies, I want to say this because I find that there are a lot more ladies moving out in the name of going on masters or something else because you want to improve your education and everything. So you want to improve your life. Please, don't get up and jump out.
Yeah.
In the name of saying you're going to get something better and it's going to help us.
Mm.
You need to grow your relationship.
Yeah.
Relationships grow organically.
Yes.
You need time to be together, to blend, to bond, to quarrel, to make up.
Yeah.
Within a real expression and it, but if you're already in it, then now we've got to work on it. I think we should have a session on, you know, what you do when you're in a long distance relationship, because we can't condemn you if you're in one.
Yeah.
But we're just saying the quicker you're able to, and then please sort out marriage quickly. Stop overextending it and leaving it till we'll do it next week, next year, Christmas, when we can. No. Please. Marriage does not have to be all of that.
Something came to heart just while you were speaking. I see that a lot of ladies drop the ball when a guy is abroad. Many of them are not Christians, but once he is in Milan or is in Finland or is any of these European countries and he stands by a range, you have started telling yourself that you have a husband. Don't do it. If he does not come home to see whether he's crippled or he's full human being, don't do it. It's funny, but it's true. Half of these people are number one, not born again. Then number two, many of them are ex-prisoners, serial fighters. If they blow you.
Not just that.
Ah.
I say they are sisters.
They don't fear God.
You are in this beautiful church throne room. Mm. You've been around your brother 5 years, 6 years. You see how he is, but, you know, like you said, he doesn't have a car. He doesn't speak enough English, you know, all that kind of thing. But you perceive that once you get to Canada or to America or London, there's this brother in church. His packaging is just going to be right. And when he sees you, you have his answer of intercession. Oh, my goodness. A brother you don't know, his history, his collateral reputation.
Oh.
Just because he speaks with a U.S. accent.
And he has pierced his ear.
And he has gone to Jesus Assembly. No, we don't condemn anybody.
I'm not condemning. I just said this. International packaging is different. Do you understand? But it's
what
true
I'm,
now.
All I'm trying to say is
the man that is here can
local
become
local content.
He can become. A man can become anything for love's sake, but there is just something about that thing that is out there.
And it's a distraction.
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction, man, and it's a destruction.
The one that is here can become.
I don't know. Maybe we should tell them to package like Canada.
They don't have to, man, because it's not everybody that has that spec, and the ladies as well.
Yeah.
Just there is something we call the neighborhood principle. That person that you grow with, you can go with.
Did you hear that?
That person you grow with,
you can go with.
Stop dreaming about that person that is out
what
there.
What did you say?
Finish.
I'd like to know what she said, actually. This is interesting. No, I mean, I'd really like to know. No, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come on, we're having a conversation. What did she say? Say it. What did you say?
Okay, I said just that some of them don't have sense.
All right. That is an expression I hear. When you say, now let me understand something. When you say some of them don't have sense, let me understand which one of the five senses they don't have. No, guys, let's understand. What sense have they lacked? No, this thing is something that you say it. They don't what? No.
They don't listen. They don't see.
They don't see.
Yes.
They don't listen. They don't see. They don't listen to what?
Oh, to everything around them.
They don't listen to everything. Aren't we talking about the girl, you in particular? Well, what are they not listening to? I really don't be generic or general.
Okay.
Because so, this thing can be a perception.
Yes,
that is a deception.
Yes.
And it can be.
Guys,
and it can be
you
a
people
hearsay.
Don't listen to anything.
It can be a hearsay.
Yes? No, don't be shy. You are speaking for many of the shy ladies, am I right? Yes.
Yes. Okay, my name is Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa. So tell us.
Okay, so you know, we started this conversation with the person you grow with, you can go with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, it's just that some of them don't have sense. Now, in the sense that we have grown together, and then you're not seeing what's in front of you, and then even when the person is, you know, dropping hints and giving signals, so they are not seeing.
All right. I love this. So, but you said they don't have sense and they don't have what's the other thing? What's the other thing?
They don't listen.
Guys, this is very real. How many of you, any guy here is willing to admit that you missed something by not seeing that girl that was on your neighborhood? Sincerely, is there any guy? You, talk to me about that. Please give him the microphone. No. Let's have a conversation. Thank you. And tell me where you are now. But how did you know you missed it? Go ahead. Your name, please.
My name is Kingsley Obin now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tend to connect to what she said because the previous relationship I was in, I'd say I missed it because I really didn't see there were signs. I mean, there were potentials, but I didn't see it because I wasn't really interested in what she was. Those signs, actually. I was interested in the noun. I didn't really see those potential.
What?
She's,
okay, go on.
Okay, she's we're no longer together. She's where she is and
where is she? She married?
Yes, I think she's married. She's
you
married.
Think she's married? Okay.
Yeah, she's married. She got married
right.
in March.
So we missed that, but that doesn't mean you are going to miss your own bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. What? Are you in a relationship here?
I'm not.
Okay, guys. Guys, did you see that? There was a hesitation. There was a pause. Then I am. What is that hesitation of? Are you in it or you are not in it? Keep quiet. You can't answer for him. All of you ladies, keep quiet. Let the brother speak. Okay, you know what? He's my son. There's a situation there. Now, what I want to say is this. If you're in a situation where you cannot confidently hold a microphone and answer a surprise question like this, you are not in a relationship. You are not honoring it, or it's not good for you. So let me just give you an answer. Quit that relationship, or please release her from captivity. Because she thinks she's in a
situation.
Are you understanding me?
She's in a situation. Sorry, Pastor.
Okay, we have online questions. Please, I have a question from the online
audience.
When do you think it's time to put on the works, and how will you know the person is worth the work? What kind of works?
Efforts.
The effort.
Sacrifice,
no
commitment,
okay, yes,
friendship. When do you think we should put this on? When you've seen something that you like, when you see someone that is worth it, you can't. So I have this slogan now for relationships. Long after you've fallen in love with the body, we can't deny the fact that you like what you see body-wise. Don't be too quick to jump into a relationship. Have other things you fall in love with. Wait till you fall in love with the mind. Wait till you fall in love with the spirit. Wait till you fall in love with the dreams of this person. So what am I saying? Fall in love with the friend that that person is. Then you know if the person is worth it.
All right.
From just being friends, you can tell you're not the one for me.
All right, and I want, Pastor Tinu, I don't know how you're going to put this all together, but what if a person was from a really rough background without care and along the line ends up building her path and her life that she wants to have legally? Is it wrong now to want a partner with a better life that matches hers so they can even grow better? Okay, you want.
It's better for you to even desire it. But for the sake of the journey of marriage, it's important that you tell me where you're coming from. Don't leave me in the dark. I just saw something on social media about a man who got married to a lady who was born without a genital. I don't know if anybody else saw it. He had no penis, but he never told her. And he was hiding under the holiness. We're not to talk about, we're not to touch one another. And he got married. I said, I'm a lawyer. Under the law, that's a nullity.
Oh,
it's a nullity. You can't build something on nothing and expect it to stand.
See, if the girl really loves you, penis or no penis, she'll marry you.
Ma, but it's a
law. No, what I'm, no. Excuse me. Excuse me. If you tell her, oh, all of you must marry a penis or marry the man you love. No, I'm coming. I'm coming. Medically, he will still get you pregnant.
How?
How?
No penis.
You want to talk with Dr. Idausa?
No penis.
You don't need a penetration to get pregnant, too.
But the old engine is not there.
Excuse me, you are talking about the physical.
The engine is not there.
In this day and age, I didn't say an engine. In this day and age, what I'm saying, no. Because let me explain something. No, we are laughing. But this is a real brother's real predicament. He has no penis. No way.
But
he should have mentioned it.
That's so important.
Excuse me. I'm saying even in mentioning it.
Yes.
It is not impossible that somebody can progressively go with you and there are medical things that can be done. It just shows that you cannot have sex the expected way. It's done. You can get pregnant. It doesn't mean he does not have semen in his body. It's just that he does not have the implement with which to deliver it.
Praise
and
the Lord.
And it does not mean, and let me tell you something, many women don't necessarily need a penis to have sexual pleasure.
Really? Antidio.
That's another discussion.
Antidio.
Excuse
Antidio,
me.
Antidio, ma.
Are you talking to them?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes,
objection,
ma.
We'll go to the third edition.
Antidio.
Why are you shaking your heads? How do you know?
Antidio.
How do you know? Oh, my word. I'm seeing some of you say no. Hey.
Antidio, please, ma'am. I agree with you, and I believe in the miraculous. But
I didn't say he will grow it.
No, ma'am. I'm not even saying he will grow it, ma'am. I'm just saying that I have a right to select my battles.
Yes. Whatever the case may be, there are other scenarios. This is really extreme. But what I'm saying, there are other scenarios where somebody needs to share certain things that very easily will end a relationship. Don't be afraid to come out in truth. Because there will be one person somewhere
who does not mind
that will embrace you.
And she was a
regardless
virgin, man.
Of your... No, I'm not. If you take it that way, we are going to emotional.
But that's what happened,
no, I'm not saying it didn't happen. Like I said, this is a very extreme, extraordinary and unfortunate case. But you see, if you walk the way of truth, I honestly believe it. that there will be an intervention.
Yes.
He did not follow the way of truth.
He did not.
Excuse me. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
And I'm saying for someone in here or around here, somebody may even have the implement,
and it's
but
not
it's
working.
Not working.
Have current. Okay, sorry.
All right. All right. No.
This is the final question.
Final question.
We are
out of here.
We have to plan the third edition very soon.
All you dangerous girls.
Final question. Praise the Lord. Is it okay to be in a relationship with someone you love and find out that the person still has a close relationship with someone he claims to be his ex? He is not single.
It's not okay.
He's not single.
Does it matter if the man is less educated than the woman?
No, it doesn't.
And what if you're afraid your family will not like the guy? Thank God for the testimony. The friend took her husband to be through
brighter grammar.
Brighter grammar.
1 year.
Brighter grammar and brighter many, many things.
Yes.
The most important thing, like I said, in relationships, please be real. Please be authentic. Yeah. Walk in truth. The truth will make you free.
Amen.
And whatever your challenge may be, honestly, there is a God who will do the extraordinary just to give you the pleasure and the blessing of a relationship made in heaven.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.